the thing is that a lot of my guys, like NFL's obviously almost over, right? And, you know, I work with some of the top sack guys in the world. So I work with Sack Summit with Cam, Vaughn, and Max. And I go there every year for them. And then DaQuan Jones, who's on the Bills. And I tell my guys, I'm like, after the season, I need you for 3 days. I need to cleanse your nervous system. You've got all this like pain problems, all these, you know, you're in like micro trauma car accidents every day. I'm like, I want you to go in the off season cleansed with your family for your training.
Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast, where healing meets high performance. From cancer recovery to wellness technology, we bring you real stories and real innovators to help you reclaim your biology and build your personal blueprint for health. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast. We have a long-awaited guest on our list that has been an audience-requested guest, Dr. Sean Drake. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Freddie, so happy to be here, man. Yeah. We're going to have a fun morning.
I know. So if we bumped into each other on a trail, we're out hiking in Arizona where you have your home base, what would you tell me you do for a living?
I would tell you that I am one of the leading experts in nervous system experience and that we are a state shifting clinic that's going to allow you to not only make the best version of yourself, but allow you to know that anything's possible and life is limitless.
I like that. I mean, if I were looking for you on Google, what do I Google to find this state shifting clinic?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because like I'm trying to figure that out, right?
Yeah.
Because I never thought I'd be back in practice after working with Titleist Performance Institute, On Base U, and Racket Fit. I thought that like that's where I was, research, institute, teaching, consulting. And then 2020 happened and I like got thrown back in practice. And so like I started with athlete chiropractic. And then everybody was like, dude, you're more than a chiropractor. So then we rebranded Athlete Empowered. And they're like, it still just doesn't do it. And then we started to really like think, okay, well, what is it? And then we came up with the modern athlete with an E at the end of it. And everybody's like, oh, is that just like, you know, foreign and French and this and that? And I go, no, it's like, it's very intentional. It's, you know, it's electrical, it's efficient, it's effective. So there's a lot of things that go into that E that people don't really realize, right? The electron. And so if you're looking online, obviously people know me as a sports chiropractor, dealing with a lot of high-end athletes. And I have the philosophy that Bill Bowerman says it, if you have a body, you're an athlete. So if you're looking on Google right now, you're going to see a lot of things from brain concussion, you know, brain injury, brain recovery, brain healing. You're going to look at probably, man, consulting on mental performance. You're going to see probably something along the lines of a soul shaman. You're going to see everything from breath work to crazy experiences, extreme sports performance. So it's just like, it's funny because I was talking with Dave Asprey about this and he was the one that kind of like said, dude, like start leaning into what you really do. And that's where I came up with this whole state shifting philosophy is that when, you know, you are working with us, we're resetting your nervous system. So that way you are in your best state, no matter what it is. And we're going to talk a lot about this. But yeah, so that's kind of what you'd probably find online.
Yeah. I mean, I would just add and say that it's this idea of you create a container where people can transform. There's a transformative experience. And it's all, where do you want to be? What do you want? You know, and I've been in your office a couple times and just seen, you know, there's some of the top pitchers in the world and football players. And we've worked together on a couple collaborations with the Kansas City Chiefs and Miami Dolphins and all these different fun projects. So clearly within that circle of influence, you're the guy people go to when they want to up level their performance. I do love that quote that if you have a body, you're an athlete. Cause I think it's very true. It's like, well, you know, athletic performance, like that could be how long I'm able to carry 4 bags back from the grocery store and go get myself there to and from. That could be my performance for the day.
Yeah. Well, I tell everybody all the time, it was funny because I was just in New York for our EQ FluxWave and Pro certification. Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, who's Sherrick's wife from Resimax, was out in the lobby and she was hanging out there, and I went and sat down with her. And, you know, obviously we had the national championship last night with Indiana and Miami, which was unbelievable to watch. And she's like, Sean, like, you know, like, what's your favorite sport to watch? Or what's your favorite sport? And I just looked at her and I said, life. And, you know, I tell people, I'm like, you're not training for a quote sport. Like, life is a sport. And if you're not training, you're definitely degrading or lessening your opportunity to have that monumental moment of what we now call longevity, right?
That's right.
And it's so funny that we try to put words on the most simple things in life. And it's like, no, just move well, eat well, be around good people, have good epigenetic energy environment, and like, you're going to live longer. You know, the more is not better. I'm always one of these people, and I have like, what, 35, 40 modalities in my clinic. And the reason I have those is I need to know where you're at and then lift you up, bring you down, play like a roller coaster. So yeah, it comes down to, you know, everybody wants to live plus 100. I tell them, you don't want to live past 40 sometimes if you can't be functional. It's your job to stay functional. Then you can live to like, I think humans are going to live a lot longer than 150 at some point, especially with the technology advancements, if they're willing to deal with the emotional trauma within their bodies, if they're willing to work on the physical body, if they're willing to slow down a little bit, really realize like, okay, what is ultimate athletic performance, right? And that's life. And so there's a little bit of like my woo-woo philosophy.
Yeah. I mean, I see it all the time in like really trained individuals, and I'm not so concerned with the number of how many years I get, but when you see like a 74-year-old that can still do muscle ups and 100 push, you're like, wow. And then you have another person in your immediate environment where like they don't get off the couch easy.
Yeah.
Or they're stumbling to the bathroom in pain. And it's, man, what a different experience that we have. A lot of opportunity to make better choices, to just have that better quality of life. And if you think about, you know, this flag or this sail that is our purpose, mm-hmm. and that being impactful on the world, man, I want to be the guy doing the muscle ups when I'm 70, 72, 74, whatever.
I just want to jump out of airplanes and be at the top of mountains and playing with my, you know, my wife and I, Kiki, we're going to start a little bit later in life, right? For kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's going to bring an energy back inside me that's going to help me go longer. Like, kids give us energy. Mm. And I always say, you have that childlike faith. Like, my dad used to say it to me all the time. And you know, whether it's biblical or not, like, have childlike faith and bring that inner child out. And it's amazing what happens when you tap into what you used to love. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, Lyle Maxson, you know, Daniel Raphael and Brian Wood and I went to Disney World right before Christmas. Uh-huh. And do you know Brian Wood? And mm-hmm. he's like one of our best friends, was in my wedding, has been a huge proponent and leader in helping me transform. And Lyle's, you know, just this awesome AI tech guy, like just unbelievable. And you got Daniel Raphael, who's the wizard, and then you got me, right? So imagine the four of us at Disney World. And Brian's like, Sean, and everything we do is experiential together. It's like, it's not like, hey, we're going to go party in this place. It's like when we set an idea of where to go, like there's a vision, there's an intention. You know, I was in charge of bioefficiency, biohacking, making sure that I could get us through four parks in 2 days because they know that I'm a psychopath on that. And then like Lyle's job was like, okay, I got to have the snacks. And then, you know, Daniel's job was like, okay, I got to make sure that I have the alchemy right. And then Brian's thing was like, I just want to have fun. And it was amazing to me how you took four guys who had really given all year. And, you know, we get to Disney World and it was a ceremony, like legitimate ceremony. The transformations that happened within us and the emotions and the physical, like, because so many things came up for me. Like my dad died in 2020, right? And so now all of a sudden I'm in Disney World where he took me as a kid and he taught me how to like maneuver amusement parks. That was our thing together. And it was cool to share that with them and then to like see their sides of things. And then like, you know, Disney was just phenomenal in just imagination. And like, I think we lose that so often now. And all of a sudden we end up in Epcot at the very end, right? So throughout this experience, and I hope this doesn't like, you know, turn a lot of listeners off, but I think it's a very cool concept, is that Bryant's about to have a kid with his wife, Kat. This is our last like run before he has the kid. And, you know, we started out having fun and then we got into like Tron. It was like, it just blew us into this atmosphere, right? So it's almost like the sperm in a sense of this energetic, like going out. And like the last night we're in Epcot and we end up in the big giant dome. And so now it's the egg. And like, it's just this whole entire transformation. I was just like, whoa, what is going on? And I think it really is what we've created in our clinic is this magical experience of imagination. Like anything's possible. Like if you have a dream, and anyone I work with, and like I tell them, this was is the safest place that you will ever be to be yourself. I need you to feel everything. Because if you can't feel it, you can't heal it. And so I need you, if you need to cry, cry. If you need to laugh, laugh. If you need to scream, scream. If you need to break something, I'll send you to a rage room later and we'll go out back. But, you know, it really comes down to these different mindsets of safety. And I think ultimately that's what true healing and performance is. Are you safe in your body, your environment, and allowing yourself to really expand capacity within your nervous system?
Yeah. Amen. There's so many things. One, I want to, let's stay there for a minute. I had told you when we scheduled the podcast, I was like, okay, here's our date, blah, blah, blah. Wish me luck. My Bills are playing Denver on Saturday. And it was like many of the Bills seasons have ended, not just a loss, but it comes down to a play. And you just feel gutted. Now, like you, I have like a family connection with the team. I'm from there. It's a thing I share with my dad after every game. I call my dad. I was like, what do you think? How do you feel? And so there's a great bond. Yeah. Well, transcends football. But I don't know if you caught any of the clips in the locker room. You see Josh Allen, you know, one of the greatest football players ever. He's just bawling. And then you go in and they go into the locker room and like Deion Dawkins is like crying. And just the idea that their quarterback thought that he let the team down, they heard that. And there's the whole team's bawling. And that atmosphere was created, that safe container was created by that coach, by Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
Who they just fired. And I'm so, it was like they lost and it's sad to lose. And then you know that culture exists because you have someone at the head office, you know, someone that's overseeing that team, creating the culture where it's okay to express emotion and feel. Yeah. And that wouldn't have happened 15 years ago in football. It didn't, wasn't a thing. So to see the evolution or the absence of that toxic masculinity, you know, those guys could have just been enraged and throwing helmets at the wall. They were letting us know how they felt. And I thought that was such a beautiful milestone marker for me, how things have changed in professional athletes to some in some locker rooms, right? Yeah. I was really blown away.
Can I go on that? I think this is a really good segue.
Yeah.
I did a lot of work with Peter Levine's, you know, right-hand person back in the day and like, you know, Waking the Tiger and somatic, you know, release and energy.
Can you tell the audience Peter Levine just like a quick?
Yeah. So Peter Levine was by far way ahead of his time. And his philosophy is that, so animals, if you're a wildebeest, you're being chased by a lion and, you know, you're going to go into fight or flight. And if you get away, you're like, cool, you just shake it off and you forget that the lion was even chasing you. As a human, like we tend to not be able to let that energy go. So if you have all these fight or flight responses happen in your body, now all of a sudden they don't know where to go. So it creates these like byproduct triggers. And so you start to have pain, problems, issues, whatever we want to call them. And so his philosophy was within light touch and breath and communication, you're working that energy through the body and out of the body. And so whether it's the body keep score, these are books you guys can read. This is a big part of this. I think the thing is that a lot of my guys, like NFL's obviously almost over, right? And yeah. You know, I work with some of the top sack guys in the world. So I work with Sack Summit with Cam, Vaughn, and Max. And I go there every year for them. And then Daquan Jones, who's on the Bills. And I tell my guys, I'm like, after the season, I need you for 3 days. I need to cleanse your nervous system. You've got all this like pain, problems, all these, you know, you're in like micro trauma car accidents every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want you to go in the off season, cleansed with your family for your training. And, you know, last year I was working with one of the Eagles who ended up losing the Super Bowl. And, you know, he got in here and it was just like, for 2 days straight, all we did was work on emotional regulation. And then we got to the body. You know what I mean? So it's so often, you know, I think we're chasing the physical when we have that emotional, mental side that's connected. And like, that's really what the state change is it's how fast can you move the energy in the body out of the body? Because energy can't be created nor destroyed. And so when you're able to move that friction energy and make it efficient energy, what's possible? Well, freaking anything, right?
Yeah. Wait, last year Eagles won the Super Bowl. Chiefs lost.
The Chiefs, yeah. It was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah. But like so angry about the playoff game.
Oh, dude. I mean, listen.
I get it mixed up. Like literally time doesn't exist in my life. I forget. I'm like, I just know that this is... Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel those things. I literally had to sit down yesterday and Cynthia's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm not good. I was like, I haven't let this go. And I really got to, you know, and my dad even said, he's like, oh, you know, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
Why do I let it matter this much? And I literally sat down. I was like, and when my dad asked me, I said, I know why it matters so much, because part of you is a warrior and you don't get to go to war. But you can sit on that sideline or in that stadium and actively go to war with your team, and you're loving out loud, you're screaming out loud, you're raging out loud. So if you're going to experience the agony of defeat, you know, you can also, we need to be able to have that elation of like the epic win. And so when you put it on the line in the arena, you feel it. It's like it really happens. You know, yeah. I could go into all the mirror neurons and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'm like, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
For you to feel bad and to feel down for a few days. Yeah. So I applaud you doing that work with the players. You also said, I want to jump back here for a second. You said EQ flux wave training. I just don't want to jump over that. What is that? What new kind of fangled toy is that?
So Joshua Clark is out of Motion in New York City. He's a DPT. And ironically, you know, we're both in the same mindset. He's very like Eastern philosophy. So he's taught me a ton when it comes to the organ side of life, energy, meridians, things like that. Then you have me, who's on obviously the Western, a little bit like Eastern, but very like, I'd say more our focus, right? Like physical and chiropractic and nervous system based. And they were using a device with like guided PMF, you know, Electrons Plus, which is a great device. And my wife was the third person to ever use it. And she's, you know, been helping people for years, right? Well, Josh came up with a device that is manual PMF. It's alternating current, not DC current like the other device. And we've got, you know, basically like accessories now. So you got a wand, an infrared wand. So you're not putting that electron through your body as a conduit, which can dehydrate you and cause all these other things.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Let's bookmark that, but keep going.
Yeah. So when he made it, because he was like, I want to scale my business. And a lot of people that try to use the other one were like, I don't like how this feels through my body. Now, some people love it, but some people don't. And like, it also creates emotional when you're putting this much energy through your body. So, you know, Kiki and I are wanting to have a baby. And she's like, I really want to look at something else right now. And so when we got the first device, we were like, wow, this is pretty special. And then we started giving ideas on accessories. And so we've got a one shop system now that you can literally assess, treat, and train with from performance. Mm. And then we have our high Gauss new PMF system as well that goes to 20 Hertz. And we've got damped oscillation, just not normal high Gauss PMF. So we ran our third level one certification in New York with 27 practitioners that came in, and it was a mind-blowing experience. In the way that this education works, I tell people, they think they're coming just for education, but everybody transforms. I throw breath work into it. We're going through all the things that we do in the clinic as well, because I tell people, I'm like, when I teach, I want you to transform. I want you to realize you are the modality, and that through all these other modalities, you're only going to enhance what that can be.
Yeah. And we'll swing around for the audience. And we've talked about this at least 20 episodes on pulsed electromagnetic field. Pulsed electromagnetic field is a wave that moves through the body. It stimulates electrons, encourages the cell to do what the cell does better. It helps with energy, helps with microcirculation, helps the body release in different ways. There's more than that, but that's a whole different podcast. How does EQ flux wave. How is that different? Now you said DC alternating current. Why is that important? And what does that mean?
So when you look at direct current, and there's some great devices, like I love Nubi with NuFit, right? Like
Garrett's, which is electric, which is an electrical current, not a magnetic wave.
No, it's a direct current. And but direct current just means that it's going in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so the high Gauss system that we have is a DC current. It's a field, right? So it's using DC current through that.
And just to add in there, like a high powered Gauss PEMF device for people at home, if you've dabbled in these, that is one of the devices you're going to see this big contraction in the muscle belly when you put the coil on a bicep or a quad or your glute or something like that. You're really going to feel this wave.
You are. And it all depends, right? Because the cool thing when you're working with a device that you can actually change hertz, I can keep it in low energy.
Yes, that's right.
And so, you know, the reason that I love high Gauss, and I tell people this all the time, is like, I've got a minimal amount of time with you sometimes. Mm-hmm. I've got to make a maximum amount of change.
Yeah.
And if I can increase energy and I can increase and know exactly what hertz you need in your system, I can transform you quicker. And for a lot of my elite athletes, they've got minimal times for recovery.
They got 6 days.
3 to 5 days. They've got a pitch again. They've got, you know, they got a game in 7 days. So I have them purchase iGauss systems and I coach them and train them on them to ramp up before a game, come down after a game, know where they're at from a nervous system standpoint. I've got a whole system that I've created on testing. Okay, where is your battery capacity in the body when I put you on a iGauss system? What is your homeostasis where I have you first? And then as we're building you, is that going up or is it coming down? And I know really quickly where to go within what we need to do on a power.
Amazing. Amazing. They're really great tools. You know, it's the first big ticket item I had ever bought, really sight unseen. And the system I went with was an amp coil, which is actually a low powered device where you don't get a contraction, but I had had wild transformation as far as scar tissue in my belly, I just stopped getting obstructions. I didn't know it was happening. It was not why I bought the machine. It was actually because I had a really bad mold exposure that I wanted help with energy and fatigue at the time. But I'm such a believer in a pulsed electromagnetic field. It's, you know, if I had a top five, it's in there. And there's so many different ways that we can do it. You see so many different body types and so many different people. You must see this, that it's never going to respond or be the similar result driven in different body types, depending on what is existing in that terrain, be it hydration, age, mineral balance, you know, all that. There's so many variables. Like, how do you look at it and how do you know to apply or change the time or change the device type that somebody needs?
Well, that comes down to like the artistry of it, right? Being the artist. And so the first thing that I do is I put you on a full body system on your back. I see how high I can get you at the highest amount of energy to see it to where you're uncomfortable. So you're like, no, I don't want to go any further. Well, that tells me a lot about who you are and what your body can handle. And so I'll mark that number and I'll say, okay, maybe you got to a 60. Well, I want you at like 85 to 100 to be able to handle that amount of energy if you're a high performer. And everybody's training in life. So, you know, not everybody's going to get to 100, which is okay. But I definitely want you at 75 to 80 minimum on a decent timing level, right? There's times my guys will come in or like, you know, let's say, for instance, you've got a 3-day road trip. You come back, I put you on, I get you to like 30 and you're like, whoa, well, I know that I need to leave you on there longer at a lower energy level to bring that capacity back up and then retest. The other side of it too is that, you know, I get a lot of clients who will come in and they've got pain and I don't even touch them for the first visit sometimes. You know, I'll assess them, but then like they're going through a ton of modalities so I can get them into a safe state, get them into a regulated state. And, you know, I'll put high Gauss on them and you won't see the contraction. You won't see anything move. And, you know, I have an open, you know, floor plan system. So I'll have a guy next to him that's like their whole body's moving. And I'm like, you see that? And then they're like, yeah, I'm like, is that you? And they're like, no. I'm like, so you don't get it yet because you're so depolarized and so dehydrated and so like biochemically just not in tune. It's going to take some time. And then what I do is I literally tell the person next to them, hey, tell them about your experience in the clinic and I walk out. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's building this rapport, this trust, this process. And it's amazing to me that when you really know how to assess the body, you really know where they're at emotionally, how you can get to the true cause of what they need. And like, there's some people I don't put on PMF because, you know, they're in such high energy state. Like, I'm like, okay, well, let's get you into cold water. Let's get you in the sauna. Let's use the Flowpresso. Let's get you into a parasympathetic state. Let me use some infrared to get deep into your body. I'm going to throw you on the Roxiva. I'm just going to go ahead and play some mental games with you. Or I might just throw you in the hyperbaric or throw you on Nano V. Or I might put you in the solo dome that I'm sitting in right now, right? So just get you into this safe, like bring that energy down and then test you.
Yeah. Yeah. It is artistry. It is artistry. You know, we got a lot of the same tools and I get to play that way. And it is wild how people respond. I had a girl in an event a month ago who literally got on amp coil, and we have a mat and a coil, and we pancaked her, and it was like way too much. Mm-hmm. She goes, she was high. She goes, oh my God, this feels good. This feels good. She got so high. She goes so ungrounded,
yeah.
You know? And so she just had to sit. We had to just park her and put a heating pad on her, for infrared pad on for a little bit, and just ground her back down and get her some cacao and walk her outside and barefoot. And just, she was fine. But I was like, that's so interesting because it's a low powered system.
So here's the thing, it is and it isn't, right?
Yeah.
It's a low powered system to the average person, but to someone who's that dysregulated, it's a lot of energy because they're not used to it, right?
Yeah.
So I say this to that is like, you know, sometimes you need to shock the system to re-regulate it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't look at that as a bad thing. Like sometimes that people are like, now, if you're causing a Herx reaction, that's a different story. Because like with PMF and a lot of the modalities, you're releasing a lot of toxicity. You need to get that out of the body as well. But from an emotional, like spiritual sense, I'm like, I blast people to the moon sometimes on purpose because they're so unalive. They're just robots walking around. They haven't felt, they haven't been in their body. And the minute that they feel that, they're like, whoa, okay. And then all of a sudden emotional release happens, or they're like, or something triggers in creativity. And now all of a sudden you get them back and we're like, all right, now I see you. And then I use the avatar side. I'm like, all right, cool. You're back in your body.
Yeah. Friends, here's what we know about cancer. It isn't just genetic. Less than 10% of all cancers are purely hereditary. The rest are driven by modifiable factors in our environment and our lifestyle. And that's why I am using Catch Bio. This is an AI-driven prevention platform that integrates over 500 evidence-based inputs. Things like chronic inflammation, nutrient levels, viral exposure, gut microbiome, your sleep habits, and it maps how each one influences your cancer risk. It's like having a precision prevention dashboard for your own biology. You can actually see your risk score and the interventions that lower it. It's all grounded in over 10,000 peer-reviewed studies. So you can go to catchbio.com and you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN and see your body through the lens of data prevention. This is radical ownership of health in practice. Team, I was deplatformed from YouTube. 10 years of work, videos, content, everything I believe about health, longevity, and community is gone forever. Why? Because I talked about Silver Biotics, their toothpaste, their wound gel, and their recovery cream. That's why I was targeted. But here's the truth. This isn't influencer hype, it's science. Silver Biotics uses a proprietary nanoparticle called AG404. Or silver sol. These ultra small particles, just 5 to 15 nanometers, carry a unique silver oxide coating, giving them multiple modes of action against harmful microbes. In lab studies, nanosilver has shown antimicrobial and antibiofilm effects, for example, inhibiting candida biofilm formation. Reviews highlight how particle size and surface chemistry determine its effectiveness against microbes while remaining safe for human tissue. And here's the kicker. Silver Biotics Armor Gel is FDA cleared as a medical device for wound management.
that puts it in a rare class of company. It's a natural technology with regulatory recognition. I know, I'm frustrated, and I could have walked away. I could have said, you know what? It's not worth the risk. And that's not me. Silver Biotics remains our top sponsor because I believe in what they're doing and the people behind it. It's a brand for families, for moms, for anybody who believes in the body's natural ability to heal. From immune support to skin repair to pet care, they built something for everybody. So I'm not quitting on this one. And you can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN at checkout. Try Silver Biotics today. Let's go. I tell you what, one thing that does it for me, it's incredible, is writing. I sat down yesterday when I wrote, you know, just my, I was like, I want to write for an hour. I want to write on what this means to me, this experience, how I'm feeling, my dad, football, things. And I wrote it fine. And I'm going through the thought process and I'm structuring. And then when I read it, Cynthia's like, do you want to hear this? And I get to the part, the middle part, and I'm bawling like a little baby because I'm allowed to witness my own feelings. I mean, like a baby. Mm-hmm. And then you just feel like that, you know, you've seen Fight Club. It's like, I could cry and then I could sleep. Like there is just a calmness in your body when you get a little bit of that out. And for me, it's one of the, you know, it's paper and a pen. I'm not biohacking, but man, does it work to get those feelings out of my tissue and let me move through something. It's incredible as a tool.
In our 3-day program that I do with people when they fly in, they're journaling after every single experience. Mm. And we're reprocessing and reprogramming, reprocessing, reprogramming. And for the integration side, it's a lot of writing. And I think it's the ultimate biohack, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, if you're able to verbalize what you're feeling and seeing, that's when you can truly like start to transform.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to talk about tendons and ligaments. This is something that's really interesting to me is, you know, somebody who's been through Lyme and biotoxin illness and all the things, that's been one area that I've really worked at to change how the connective tissue in my body feels. And it's been a long road, but progressively always moved forward. I'm reading all these things, you know, again, we'll just take it back to football because it's topical right now. We're about to go into the last round of the playoffs and the Super Bowl. You look at the injury list on the Bills and it was like 15 guys. Did you see the article that was like, you know, internet conspiracy on San Francisco where they've had the most tendon and ligament injuries? What was it, like 3-4x? I don't know the details of it, but for the people that didn't see the article, you know, they're next to like some microprocessing plant that creates low level electromagnetic radiation in the stadium. They're like, is that why this team is just brutalized? Their season was decided through injuries.
Yeah. You know, I've actually spoken about that article, right?
Uh-huh. Can you give us the details on it? Because I bastardized it. And
No, you didn't bastardize it at all. But like, think about this. Whether you're near a power plant or you've got, you know, major 5G, you know, areas around your house or you've got your router, like EMF exposure is bad. And it's different than pulse electromagnetic field, right? Like this is the dark side of EMF. Mm-hmm. And people want to say woo-woo, but I mean, you can look at Luke's story. Like if you really want to see a transformation of somebody who had the most amount of EMF exposure that really crashed, I tell my clients all the time, like I use several companies with my clients. Like I use LelaQ, I use Defender Shield, I use iPyramids. I have, you know, different types of, you know, stuff we put grounding sheets, you know, Faraday cage kind of work, you know. So to me, we've gotten away from nature. And, you know, that is the most grounding electromagnetic healthy that we have. And when you look at having a stadium or a home or an apartment, and you've got all this bad frequency running through your body, well, it's dysregulation. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. There's a lot of top podcasters and people going after this right now and talking about it. But basically, this plant puts out a ton of bad energy. And yeah, they'll argue on the other side and that it's not bad energy. And so, you know, just get two plants. And like, once this one plant starts dying, take it out, put it in the sun and bring it back to life. Don't fully kill it. But like, put one plant and water next to it and leave it there near a router and take the other one and put it outside or put it near a window, you know, and then all of a sudden watch and see what happens and start pouring that water into it. And this is an experiment that I've done multiple times, but yeah, you got to understand that like what you're around, like my players, you know, I have them do, you know, travel with grounding sheets. I have them, you know, using beanies that block 5G when they're flying, like, you know, so I have clothing that I refer them out to that says, hey, protect your body because this stuff's real.
Yeah. I mean, here's the only, and I don't know, you know, again, I'm not an engineer, but I could tell you that if I've seen enough people have dramatic healing results using pulse electromagnetic field, which is FDA approved for non-union fractures. And now there's a myriad of other devices that are now not approved, but they are safe for use in humans, specifically going into the LPGA now. You gotta say, well, what's the flip side of it? How can they be? Because everything, right? Like water's a medicine. You can kill yourself by drinking too much water, right? There's a medicinal and therapeutic dose, especially if you get into like a quantum physics, like what is the coherence of the field? I think that from a layman, it doesn't need to be ionizing radiation that is breaking apart DNA. It can be enough of a noisy signal to disorganize the body's organizing principle that is trying to heal those injuries. And those are players in competitive sports. So the idea that they're getting this small amount of poison every single time they're in the stadium and they've got an injury, can that contribute to this long-term damage? I think it's like, I mean, dude, if I was that coach, I'd be like, we're building a concrete lead wall around this side of the stadium. Why would you risk it with that much money on the line?
Well, it's crazy to me, too. It's like sometimes, especially when we're in big cities, we don't have that option, right?
That's right.
So it's like, how do we build these into these facilities now? And I think, like, you know, one of the reasons that Josh is so successful in New York is that you have so much of that going on. And when they get into his clinic, they're able to get that ground and get that out. And so those people see such a massive result in their life. And all of a sudden, you know, they start to have a better life and they refer somebody else and it keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. But that's why the traditional practice, in my opinion, is dying because we have so much of this now. You know, you've got to be able to influence the nervous system in a different way. And you've got to give people a safe place to just come down and be able to be and get out of that noise. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Going to, you know, to ligaments, talking about that, you know, I'm a huge fan of shockwave and, you know, focus and stem, microcurrent, you know, doing micro vibration like the Juvent. When somebody's got a quote ligament or bone injury, I'm using the Juvent because it's micro vibration. So I can create strength and stability through the system. I'm not putting them on a power plate right off the bat or a high vibration system.
Can you bookmark that and just say again for the audience, Juvent is a vibration tool, but so is power plate. People may know power plate. It's the big red one that you'll see a lot of professional athletes using. It's probably like the plate that has the most research around it that's published that people are drawing claims from that vibration, you know. Here's the thing. You go to a wellness show that you and I have both been to, and you've got things like Power Plate, which is like very well researched and established. And then you've got these knockoffs from China where it's every claim in the world that they say heals your bones, drains your lymph, supports muscle, clears brain fog. And it's just, and they're the big wobbly ones with like the one inch wobble. Let's talk about that for a second because it's a good hot topic.
Well, I have all three of them, right? Like, and I use them differently. I don't think there's a one size fit all for everybody.
Yeah.
And, you know, ultimately, like when you're starting with me, my whole job is to get you safe in your body, to give you that stimulus. Well, if you've been bashed up all season, why the hell am I going to put you on something that's going to like give you high vibration and a trigger emotionally, potentially, of that bashing? Like to where you're guarding, you're trying to figure out how to like do it versus Juvent in a microcurrent or micro vibrational side, where you're like, this doesn't really like feel like it's doing much. But then the next day you're like, dude, I'm sore. I'm like, yeah, that's called low. So it's actually, it's a great comparison. I never thought of it like this until we're talking right now, Freddie. It's like low gauss and high gauss. You know what I mean? I really think this is what it is. And the same thing in the vibrational toning. If you're not a Ferrari, you're not going to train like a Camry. if you're a camera, you're gonna want to take care of the camera so you don't blow it up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to me, for lymphatics, I think the ones that go right to left are phenomenal. I really do, because it allows this tangential like movement within the joints, mm-hmm. which opens up the lymph, which allows it. And then I immediately, what I do is I actually put them in Flowpresso, then I'll put them in the sauna, then I'll put them on a vibrational plate. And so I'm using this push effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even use Juven with them on that one. I just get them into movement because I get the jiggling and like, yeah. I'm like, okay, I like the jiggle. Cool. You feel good. You had fun. And it's not a lot of time. Like, I think we overdo it and then the body crashes. So when you're looking at vibration, these are some of the things that I think about all the time. Number one, I test you. Like, and I use a lot of muscle testing as well, like just joint lock, not like pure AK, but where's your nervous system at? And then I'll turn the frequency up on me. And I have a giant power plate in here to where I can really work a guy through isometric and strength and everything else. But I'll test. And if all of a sudden I get to 30 and you're like, I'm like, that's all your nervous system can handle. This is where we're going to work today.
Mm, makes sense. So if we just compare the two, the power plate, again, is this one where more people may know, how is Juvent different? Like, what do you mean when you say micro vibration?
So the way that they have developed it, and I actually called BS on it for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm finally going to buy one. And so I got it and I got my mom one. And it was really my mom, because she had Lyme, all this stuff, that like I saw some transformation. And she's like, Sean, I'm walking up the stairs better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm able to get to my coffee easier. I got to the beach today. Like, and this is before hip replacement. And then I'm like, okay, so I used it for a week. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to test this. And so I took like four of my golfers at the time. And I'm like, I just need you guys to come do this like project with me. I'm like, we're still going to do our enough nervous system. You're just going to stand on this thing for 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to go to the practice round. And every single one of them is like, holy crap, my exit velo increased on my ball speed, my spin, all these things. And it's a grounding effect, right? So it's using a lower energy of vibration and it's allowing the body to stabilize as that's moving through the body.
Mm-hmm.
Versus high, like the vibe plate, which I still love, like whether it's vibe plate, power plate,
yeah,
high vibrational toning. The reason that I love that is that you're now training the nervous system. So there's two effects here.
Right.
You know, you can lock out a capacity on a certain energy system. Well, then how do I get you to the next level and then rebalance you out and then get you to the next level? So this is where stress and strain comes into play.
Mm. Yeah, it's important. What about in your practice, in your clinic, do you ever get into the realm of these regenerative signaling molecules like peptides, like exosomes? I'm sure, I know some of the guidelines within different sporting communities do not allow these things during season. Is that something you have a conversation with people about?
All the time. I refer a lot out for that, right? Like, yeah. I like to stay in my lane and know what my expertise
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the reason being is that, yeah, I'm good in it. I've taken all the courses. I understand it. But that's not my passion either, right? Like, and if I can refer to my buddy who's one of the best, like, you know, we brought my wife's dad out this week and we're doing a specialized stem cell exosome for dementia, you know, and he's come up with a procedure going through the nose to get into the brain. And that's Dr. Chris. And then I've got Dr. John Oliver on the other side here locally, who worked with BioAccelerator down in Columbia, who's now opened his own clinic. He's one of the leading experts. I've got, you know, a doc in San Diego. I've got Origins down in Panama. You know, I've got different people around the world that are experts in this type of realm. Mm-hmm. And I think from a regenerative approach, why would you not? Like, it makes no sense to me, especially if you want to maximize now. Like, you know, I think, I think it's a fad in some ways because everybody's just like, oh, I'm just going to start taking this stuff. And I tell some people, stop. I'm like, you don't know why you're taking it. And you're just going to take it? Like, yeah, okay, it might move to a certain part in the body. But like, make sure you know where you're getting your stuff, because there is crap out there. Anything you're putting in your body, it's a foreign object. So it's going to have a signal. But, you know, I'm stem regen, for instance, right? Like, you know, Dr. Christian, who I love, and like, you know, Ryan over there, I've been using a lot of the stem regen, you know, programming. And I found a huge, huge difference in myself and my certain clients. They're like, hey, I can take it. And they're sport certified. So I'm helping them get into the sport world right now because these athletes should be on this stuff every day.
Yeah, 100%. I have had a great experience with stem regen, and I've stopped and started it night and day. Night and day. And the only reason, I just budget, right? I budget. I'm like, okay, well, I'll do it for a few months and I'll take some time off and I'll go back on. But what's been really profound, and it's a non-negotiable, is my puppy. And we give him a pill in the morning, and at night, dude, we ran out of it for a few weeks. I'm telling you, he's sleeping longer, wasn't up, wasn't like hopping. And this dog's going to be 16 years old. I post on social media all the time. He gets red light, he gets pulsed electromagnetic field, and he gets stem regen and B minerals. And this dog is, everybody says, they're like, I can't believe that dog's 16.
Yeah.
They don't have a placebo. They're not attached to the result. This guy, he's like hopping up. He hops onto the pad this morning. This morning, he got on, he scratches the pillow in front of the red light. He's like, turn it on, dude. And then he curls up in front of the red light and takes like a 20-30 minute nap. I mean, he asks for this stuff. He'll go lay down in the pad that's under his dog bed for the PEMF in the morning. It's really wild. But stopping the stem regen was, for me, it was like, and I know it works, but it was the final, it was like, man, there's a difference in this puppy.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Well, I have an 8-year-old shepherd, right? And
yeah.
He's like a 2-year-old. Like he, and he's in the clinic every day. He just goes everywhere with us.
Yeah, yeah. Such a cute dog.
People are like, how the heck is your dog so alive? And like, how are you guys so alive? I'm like, we live what we say.
Yeah.
And like you said, he gets PMF. We use Equisol, now Dog Soul. Like we have a red light vest for him.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a huge, my dog is my baby. And I work on a lot of babies as well in my clinic, actually. Ironically, it's my passion. Because I want to build the best athletes in the world. But animals and kids are not going to lie to you. And when you see the effect, when you work on them without them having to think, it's amazing to see how quickly results happen. Mm. Like I had a Malinois here last week that this lady brought me who had a botched surgery. And I used Resimax. They have a ResiPet system. I used Resimax. I used high Gauss PMF. I used a little bit of Shockwave. And then this dog was just like running around our clinic. And I told her, I'm like, buy some stem regen. Like just start giving it to him. Wizard Sciences, they have a phenomenal product that is quantum based as well. And that's what our dog gets. And people are like, and I'm like, I'm just telling you what we do. Like I'm not, and the thing is, I don't need your commission. Go get it. Like this is really what we do. And at the end of the day, I think so many people try to like promote products. We actually use all of our products. Like my staff, my friends will tell you, go travel with Sean. You know, on the flight, I've got a red light on my stomach. I've got an EMF. Yeah. I've got my little Flopresso vibration tool that I'm working on my lymphatics. And people are like, what is that? Why are you? And then you explain, they're like, cool. But yeah, so I think it comes down to live to actually what you do.
100%. Yeah. I know. I had a company, I've been using a red light helmet, you know, that's actually not visible red light. It's called the Neuronic. It's 1070 and it targets the microglia. And I didn't want to promote it, but I was like, I called him in like 2 weeks. I was like, I literally feel like I feel tingly in my brain. I feel awake. When I play the sleep program that pulses 40 hertz, I'm immediately downregulated. I was like, guys, this thing works.
Yeah.
You know, and I posted a video and they ran it on their social media and the comments were so negative. They were like,
trolls.
Paid influencer, you loser. This is not science. I was like, man, I don't know if they're bots or what. It was so negative feedback on this thing. I mean, so negative. But I was like, guys, this is actually, you know, at the end of the night when Cynthia wants to snuggle, she's like, oh, you're putting the helmet on. Are you really doing all this? I'm like, yeah, I got a bench behind the couch, which is lined up. NanoV's parked there. I got the red light helmet. I got the Avicen mitt. If I want to work on pain, whatever I'm going to do, but it's all accessible. And I've got this great little flow now in the house where it's like the bigger things are out in the biohacking lounge. I got some stuff behind the couch. I got an amp coil by the bed. Right. I got a Flopresso room. It's all, if I want to go, if I need it, it's in the flow. I've designed it into my daily modern lifestyle. Yep. So it's not, I'm not necessarily taking all this extra time. If I go work or I write or I do a show, I can hook up to something and just be kind of vibing and moving some electrons while I'm choosing to be sedentary.
100%.
Yeah. Sean, we got to cut it off here.
Yeah.
Let's do a part two.
I'm down.
Let's do a part two. So fun. What a great way to spend my morning. I'm so thankful for you. And we'll do a part two. We will not make people wait long. We'll get on in like the next 2 weeks.
I'm down. Let's roll with this. And you know, one thing I got to say about you, man, is there's two things I want to say. You are somebody who has truly gone through it and the darkness of the dark, from cancer to thriving. I mean, look at you. You're 48. You look like you're freaking 30. And I want to applaud you for this mission that you've created, because this podcast has changed a lot of lives. And, you know, this negativity that's going on in these profession, in our profession, in this biohacking world with companies talking crap out of other companies, I'm going to implore and like applaud you on being the UN and bringing people together. And for those companies that are listening, and you know who you are and you know what you've done, I'm going to challenge you to level up this year. It's not about attacking. It's about growing together. It's about being together. It's about truly saying, look, we have our baby and that's cool, but we can still work together. We can still grow together. We can still transform lives together. And, you know, for trollers out there, I saw an Instagram post the other day where they're like, it was a joke, but like they're pulling up and then they would go after the troller, right? Like he's like, I could beat up an MMA guy and they'd bring an MMA guy. Think about what you speak, your words, your actions, they come back to you. And in the end of the day, like, let's be about love this year and transform. Yeah. And I'll see you in 2 weeks on part two.
Yeah. Love you, buddy. Have a great morning. Have a great day in clinic. We'll talk soon.
Later, homie.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know anything about me and my Instagram, you know I love red light therapy. Specifically, LightPath LED has launched a light called the Diesel Series. So this focuses on pulsed light frequencies, which have been used in wellness centers for over 20 years. These panels are 15 inches wide. They have a 5-year warranty that is the longest in the industry, and they focus on 630, 670, and 810 wavelengths of light because those are the most researched and the most powerful in the human body. This panel pulses between 1 and 9,999 hertz, and every purchase comes with a phone consultation so you can best know how to use it. LightPath LED is the panel that I've used since I got into wellness. They are tried and tested. They are a fan favorite. And I am telling you, if you shop around, you look at one of these panels next to the industry standard, you will be blown away and you will not be sorry. You can use code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN for a discount to start using red light therapy in your home today. So let's jump on in and let's shine the light. Oh my goodness, thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show today, head over to Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen, and please leave us a 5-star review. And if you want to continue working together and learning, you could join the Biological Blueprint. This is my custom program I created over the last 20 years of life experience and education to help you move from where you're stuck to where you want to be. There are over 20 different medical professionals involved. Everything is a walk and learn. We can go outside together to the gym. There's lectures, webinars, downloadable PDFs on everything we've ever talked about on the podcast. It is my opus. It is my love letter to the human body and the operating manual I wish I had had when I started to get sick. You can also extend our relationship and deepen the process by going to beautifullybroken.world and check out our store. Listed there are the technologies, the supplements, the products that I love and I personally use and I've curated for you. Most of them have significant discounts by using the link or the discount code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN, and they do support the podcast through affiliations. Now, if you want to check out our YouTube channel, we've had some changes. Unfortunately, the overseers at Google decided we talked too much about silver biotics and nano silver, and all our content from the last 10 years was taken down. But we have a new channel, and that link is also in the show notes. Now, finally, a message from my vast team of internet lawyers. The information on this podcast is for education. By listening, you agree not to use this information found here as medical advice to treat, diagnose, or cure any medical condition in yourself or others. Always consult your guiding physician for actual medical issues that you may be having. And our closing, we are in a paradigm shift. The world needs you at your very best. So take these conversations as a jumping off point for further exploration. Remember, while life can be painful, how we put the pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you so much. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, signing off.